Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and get in. We got our last part of the extra hour here. Talk about our wisdom moment. We have a wisdom moment here today. It is the second of the month. And so we're going to talk about our wisdom moment from chapter 2 in the book of Proverbs. I encourage you always to listen to the entire chapter that corresponds to that day. Mm-hmm. Lots of knowledge in America, very little wisdom. Wisdom's mm-hmm. crying in the streets. Wisdom will help us get through this. Wisdom says, mm-hmm. don't play that video, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, right after this shooting. Another thing is help people understand that there's real evil in the world and that, you know, you have to pay attention to it or it will take you down. So Proverbs, we're going to be reading from Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7 through 9. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7 through 9, it reads, "He," which is God, "holds victory." Think about it. He, God, holds victory in store for the upright. Think about that. Mm-hmm. "He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that. First of all, we have to look at this, that God is in control. He's holding all this together. I mean, and the first thing you can see in this word of wisdom, this moment of wisdom, is that God is in control. God is in control. Think about it. He is totally in control. And he also lets us know in this first part that he holds victory in store for you, for the upright, that doing what's right before God is never in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in vain. The devil's going to tell you it's in vain. People right. who love the devil mm-hmm. are going to tell you, in his ways, are going to tell you it's in vain. But God's going to tell you it's never in vain. As a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 15:58, maybe, he says that nothing you do for the Lord is in vain. Not one mm-hmm. single thing.
That's right.
I mean, I think it's Hebrews 6:10 that says, "God is not unjust. He will not forget the love you have shown him as you help his people and you continue to help him." He'll mm-hmm. never even forget it. That's you right. have to understand, first of all, God is in control, and doing what's right is not in vain. But think right. about it. Not even a sparrow, he's so in control, that not even a sparrow, a bird, falls from the sky without his permission. God is in control. What those who are held captive by the adversary do because of evil intentions in their heart, God will turn around for your good if you love him and are called according to his purpose. You have to understand that God holds victory in the palm of his hand. Think about it. And it's for you. If you live an upright life, you know what I'm saying? You just say, you know, I'm gonna repent and I'm gonna walk with God like Josiah did and say, yeah, I'm gonna go over God. Imagine this. Imagine victory being like a baseball. And it's, the name of this baseball is victory. And imagine God is holding this baseball in the palm of his hand, and he gives you this ball as you walk in love and obedience to him. Mm-hmm. Think about it, which means doing what's right in his eyes, mm-hmm. in view of his mercy and his grace. And he says, here's the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, he holds victory in his hand. He will give you, if you're looking for victory, read about David's life over and over again. Read about Israel over and mm-hmm. over again. Look at your headlines today over and over again. God's people are always outnumbered, so God can show himself mighty. Listen, it ain't over till God says it's over. But if you don't understand he's the one that holds victory, you're going to wear yourself out. He gives victory. He holds victory for the upright. Think about it. Just like he give you a baseball from his hand to your hand, he can give you victory if you understand this. And then he tells us that God is a shield for those who walk blameless. I got to be honest with you. Personally, when I began to walk with the Lord in my early years, I struggled with the word blameless. Mm. I thought if every man has sinned and fallen short, who can be blameless?
Right. Right.
I mean, think about it. Who can be blameless? You know, I thought if Paul described in Romans chapter 17, even his good plans did not work out good because his sinful nature would wrestle against him. And he had to turn to the cross of Christ and Jesus to be able to get him out of it. How could he say he was blameless? But then the Lord showed me King David's life and all of his mistakes, but how David did a few very important things continually that kept him blameless before the Lord, mm-hmm. even though he made mistakes.
Right.
What did he do? He loved God. He abided with the Lord. He inquired of God. David sought to walk in obedience to God and lead other people to do the very same things, as he stated when he was confronted himself by a prophet of God saying, you know, you're an adultery and you're a murderer and you did all this kind of stuff. And he said, if you'll restore to me the joy of my salvation, if you'll bring me back to the place I was before I made this mistake, not only will I walk rightly before you, but I'll actually go out and tell other people. Mm-hmm. See, it wasn't a personal encounter. You know, blameless is when you understand it's not about you, and God will restore you, but restore you for you and your relationship with him, and so that you can tell others about him.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking blameless. And though he constantly battled, he turned to God in every victory, and he gave God credit for every victory. David publicly acknowledged God. It wasn't no secret thing. I just think religion's a secret thing. Well, that's what Satan thinks.
Mm. Right.
You know, God just shouted from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the attorney, he's like, do I have to put God on my arm? It's like, yeah, put God on your arm. Basically, David wasn't perfect, but he kept his relationship right with God, his books balanced, I guess you would say. He kept his books balanced before God by being willing to be confronted personally about himself and being willing to be confronted by others and say, you know what, if I need to make it right, I'll make it right.
That's right.
And after he'd done all this, David was declared, as you read in the book of Psalms, as a blameless man,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That blameless, when we go to heaven, we can say, because of Romans, think about Romans 3, 20, 21 through 26 talks about this very, very thing. But in Psalms, David was declared blameless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that means you can make mistakes, you can love God, but you can actually seek forgiveness for your sin, restoration, and quit living life for yourself. And live for God and others. Love God, love others,
right.
and lead others
mm-hmm.
to the same. That right. was David. Mm-hmm. And the next part, he says in this proverb, the wisdom moment for today, he says, God guards the course of the just. Think about it. I mean, the very track that you're taking, the very journey that you're on, God's guarding it.
Wow.
He's guarding it. I mean, he's guarding that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have, and it's effective protection if you believe it's protective. Protection. What mm-hmm. I mean is this, that your faith is your shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you walk around doubtful, you know, God's not protecting your track. He's not protecting your course mm-hmm. because you don't believe that he can. Your faith is a shield that protects you from every fiery dart of the devil. It extinguishes,
right.
acknowledges,
right.
it destroys it. That is your course. Your faith in what I'm telling you, you're just confident. This is your wisdom. And no matter what's going to happen in this life, that God will protect your course. And this is so important. Because so many people around that are, you know, doubtful, you know, that this is right, and in their life, understanding that, you know, how can God, you know, protect our course? Well, you think about it, because they're thinking, like, who's just? You know, I already dealt with the blameless situation, but the question is who's just? You know, who is just? How can I be just? I mean, think of all the mistakes and the things that had happened and that was going on, and but we can say we're just. You know why we can say we're just?
Right.
Because of what God did.
Mm-hmm.
He is a just God, and he's the one that justifies.
Right.
I mean, Romans 13, 21 through 26, he tells us, he says, but now righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testified.
Mm-hmm.
This righteousness from God comes through faith. That's that confidence, that shield. Your course is protected because you have confidence in this justification.
Mm-hmm.
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's the faith. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen mm-hmm. short of the glory of God and are justified freely. There's a justification freely by his grace through the redemption that came through Jesus Christ. God presented him, Jesus, as a sacrifice of atonement,
mm-hmm.
which means paying for our sins, through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice. And because he is forbearance, and because in his forbearance, he had left sin committed unpunished beforehand. Up mm-hmm. until that point, prior to Jesus on the cross, it was totally unpunished. It was just covered.
Right.
And he did it for this very reason. He did it to demonstrate that he is just.
Right.
At the present time, the exact moment, so as to be one who is just and the one who justifies us through through Jesus Christ. Listen, you can know that God is protecting your course when you are abiding with Jesus Christ, when you're hanging out with God, you know,
right.
And your faith is in his ability to protect you and your trust in the finished work of the cross. And he goes on to say this, he, God, you know, this is another part of the proverb. He, God, protects the way of the faithful ones. Remain faithful to God.
Yeah.
Abide with the Lord, just as King David did. And just as so many men and women have, abide with God. If you don't know how to abide with him, go to iabide.org and get a simple plan to be able to do that. Request your plan for free today. Don't be a person who just hears what God has to say but doesn't do it. Don't be a person who does and does religious works and good works, but you fail to hear God and to follow God. Be faithful to God. Abide with him. I mean, abiding is very simple. Spend time with God. Read his word, which is the Bible. Mm-hmm. Hide his word in your heart, which means memorization, so that you can walk a life that does not constantly going into sin. Mm-hmm. Talk with God, which is praying. Listening to God, which is relationship. And then doing what he tells you or impresses on you to do. It's very simple. It's what David did. It's what God loved about David. That's why God protected him. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
What? Think about this awesome God that we hear in this wisdom moment for today. Is Proverbs 2, 7 through 8. God holds victory in store. God holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of the faithful ones. Be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.